Question.
This is what you didn't have time to do before 8 o'clock.
Yes.
So Batman fans have been listening for ages for this.
Still, do you need an answer now?
By the way, it's High FM. Hello, good morning.
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 Morning.
Morning. I win.
You know how they signal Batman in Gotham?
With a light.
Yes.
Yeah. The bat light.
The bat light.
Yes.
What happens if there's an emergency in the daytime? Because Gotham seems like a pretty dark place. Like, there aren't going to be emergencies just at night. Stuff's going to happen in the day.
Well, phone, isn't it?
Well, then why don't they do that at night? Surely that's more effective.
Ring Batman.
It makes no sense.
It doesn't look as good, does it?
Logically, though, there's just one way to call him.
And that's it. It should
be
it.
A big light in the sky, and that's how he knows.
Yeah.
Or you're going to give him a call on the phone.
79010959. Does anybody know?
Batman.
Yeah. I don't think anybody's got a message for this one.
I love Batman, though. What's your superpower? I'm rich.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the MGM Grand for tonight's main event, Batman versus Superman. Batman first to arrive. Oh, the Batmobile screeches up. He's leaping into the ring. What an entrance. And now, looking for Superman's arrival. Oh, he just walks in. Okay, yeah. Both fighters now in their corners, ready to go. Batman high-fives his entourage and starts punching in the air, his cape rippling with every thrust. Superman just staring all by himself. Here we go! Batman explodes from his corner, fire in his eyes, his arm cocked and ready to... Superman just blew him up! Literally, with one punch. His guts are still landing. What the hell were we thinking? Duh! He's Superman!
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Higher fat.
Showtime, baby.
Couple of messages, literally two. No one else cares.
Oh, is this about what I did yesterday?
What you did yesterday.
What did I do yesterday?
Netflix.
Oh, Netflix.
Right. Have you got your Netflix working, George? Did Robin have to fix it?
Actually, I'll have you know, I resolved the issue myself.
What did you do? Did you do a hard reset? Did you do a software update on the LG? What did you do?
I mean, there was some reconfiguration and some wiring that I did.
You unplugged it, plugged it back in, yeah?
I unplugged
yeah.
it. Yay! Yes!
I'm doing the show with Jill Gates!
Waking up. Good morning. Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Banks here, Ryland's over there.
Hello.
As you know, me, Robin Banks, I am the pinnacle of fashion.
Fashionista.
And a designer in London got in touch with me and said, do you want to try out
That's not true,
what
is it?
I've got? And this designer is called Albert Puckies. And Albert has created a bag that looks just like a hairy belly. So when you wear it around your waist, it looks like your sexy gut is flopping out of your shirt.
So it's a fake gut.
But it's a bag, George. It's a fashion item. It's a beautiful, beautiful bag.
But, I mean, you're basically saying to me this is both a fashion item and also incredibly practical.
I'm wearing it now, look. See?
So what have you got in there?
I've got some fluff.
Oh.
Haven't you always dreamed of having a big round belly sticking out of your shirt, but you're just too thin to pull it off? Yeah. Me too.
So you can basically have all the advantages of the bag and the stomach without having to eat junk.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits, but not us. Because we don't have any.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who's that?
Nasser.
It's Nasser's on the phone.
You forget me.
You don't remember me, do you? Don't remember me.
Right now.
All right, Nasser.
Yes.
Batman, yeah? You're calling about Batman.
Exactly.
All right,
what's
brilliant.
The deal?
Yeah, why is there a light in the sky at night? What do they do during the day to call Batman?
They cast a shadow.
They cast a shadow.
What, up into the sky?
No, on the floor.
Yeah.
So he has to be looking at a specific bit of floor to see it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sure he has cameras around there somewhere.
He's got, bat cameras. That's what
back
he's got.
Cameras, some,
back cameras trained on the second floor where the shadow will be thrown.
Well, how do you know it's not a long shadow? They use the bat light to create the bat shadow during the day.
I'll take it. Yeah? I will actually take it.
They do the same thing instead. They'll put it on the sun and cast it out, a big shadow.
Yeah, cast a shadow. Awesome. That's what it is. Yeah. There's your answer, George, from NASA.
Thank you very much, NASA.
All right.
Yeah, welcome. Get
up and dance. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is High FM. Oman.
This is High FM. It's Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Good morning.
We all know that Donald Trump is a huge fan of Elton John's music.
Is he?
And now he's finally getting his chance to actually sing a duet with the man himself.
Oh, where is this going?
You want to hear this?
Oh, of course.
I'm a rocket man. Rocket man.
Yeah.
Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself.
I think it's gonna be a long, long time.
I think it's gonna be a long time.
We will have no choice.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time.
I think it's gonna be a long time.
We'll get it fixed.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time.
There you go, little duet.
It's funny, but it's also terrifying and depressing at the same time.
The worst of the High FM morning show.
Oh no, George, we've upset someone.
Oh, again.
And I need to call them.
Yeah, we should sort this out. I don't want to go into the weekend with bad feeling.
We have really, really upset someone.
The thing that's worrying is that when we upset people, we don't even know what we've done.
This person has told us, OMG, who has really put that nasty comment? You guys are great and make our morning every single day. You guys are liquid gold.
Gold!
Gold!
Always believe in your soul. You've got the power to know you're indestructible.
Hey, dude, how are you?
I'm fine. And you?
Yeah, this person just sent in this message. We need to apologise to you, sir.
Yeah.
For this. Now, all you attached a screenshot of the schedule on the website where it says Robin Banks and George Ryland, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. They're not great, but we can't find anyone else to get up that early.
Yeah, can't argue with that. Do you know who put that?
Oh, I did.
It was me!
It was Ryland. So please accept our deep and humble apologies.
I do.
Thanks for having our back, dude.
And thanks for listening to the number 17th most popular breakfast show in Oman.
2 years ago.
Thank you for being
See you later, you nutter.
Cheers, buddy. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Get up, baby,
dance to the rhythm of the music. Robin Banks.
Everything about you is very cliche.
George Ryland.
Oh, kids doing that.
Hiya, FM.
This is High FM. Apparently, there's another Kardashian on the way, and this one will spring from Kylie Jenner.
Who's 19, I think.
She's 20. She just turned 20 last month. Now, there's no official confirmation on this, right?
No, because even Ryan Seacrest, our very own, tried to get official confirmation.
What?
So he texts Kris Jenner and got back that there was no official statement for the family at this time. Burn!
Loads of people are talking about it, and that's apparently all you need these days. TMZ says that Kylie and her boyfriend Travis Scott have been telling their friends that they're having a girl and that she's been posting old photos on social media to hide her weight gain.
Yeah, because apparently she's due in February, so...
Yeah. The scan that I saw online looked like it might be twins, or it could just be the baby's bottom.
Oh, no!
Please ignore this jingle.
Zivans, Banks.
Morning, morning.
And Ryland. I don't know where that came from. That was weird. Let's not do that again. I've got more relationship news for you.
Oh, brilliant. Okay. Pull up my chair.
Some dude with a clipboard and way too much time has been out doing a poll.
Hello. Can you answer these questions about your relationship, please?
Because I've never had one. 1 in 10 people have actually turned down a date because they didn't like the choice of restaurant.
No.
Well, then I thought, actually, do you know what? If somebody went, take to Nando's, actually...
Do you know what? I'd like a Nando's girl. It's good.
Yeah, this is where we differ.
Oh, you're out.
You're out, Banks. Also, nearly a third of those polled had a bad time on the date because the person ate off their plate.
What, like, I'd go, here, let's have some of that?
Yeah.
No, you don't do that.
No, you don't do
you
that.
Don't. And you don't touch my food.
Don't touch my food!
I have that when I'm going out. My wife says, Annie, my five-year-old, she'll have some of your burger, won't she?
No, she won't.
And she takes after me. She goes, no, I want my own burger. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Also, that people have told them what to order.
Yeah.
Don't ever do that to me. My old boss used to do that to me.
What? Would say, why don't you have this?
No, she would say, she's having this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Very odd.
Oh, no.
And this one, my favourite. Yeah. This is so bad. I can understand at the beginning, maybe. Right. 30% of people confessed they have a backup person in mind if the relationship fails.
No.
That's so bad.
That is really bad.
I get that in the first month, you might think, well, you know, there's still those other options there, but like, a couple of years in,
You do know most guys who've just heard that bit from you probably going, yep, nailed it, George. Again.
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. Weekday morning. IFM.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
Good morning, George.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
Fine, thank you.
Yeah, that's the niceties out of the way. Now, what can we do for you?
What do you want?
Yeah.
Do you know me at the beginning?
Do I know you at the beginning?
Secret government alien man?
It's not.
Right.
Yeah! Secret government alien man! How are you, man?
Yeah. I'm fine, and you?
Yeah, yeah, we're really, really good. Where have you been? We haven't heard from you for weeks.
That's really weird, because I did literally think this morning, I was going to say to you, we haven't heard from Secret Government's alien man for a while.
We just work only here. Yeah.
Yeah, and we know what kind of work you do.
Work. No.
You don't.
You don't. Listen to it. Yeah. No, you don't. You don't.
Robin.
Yeah, man.
I hope you're not wearing that 270 stupid jeans.
Oh, double-waisted jeans.
Oh, no, but I've got my sexy new hairy belly bag on.
All right.
It looks really good, and George loves it.
You might want to actually pass one on to your alien friends, get them in on the trend.
Yeah, I think they'd like it too.
Because they tend to be skinny, and they can't help it.
George, I totally agree with you about the backup plan for somebody else. If you're breaking up with somebody, you have to have a backup, yes.
Such a lad! Yes!
Yeah.
Oh, the backup plan!
Yeah.
Oh, Secret Government Alien Man, it's been brilliant. Goodbye!
Love to the aliens!
Goodbye, bye-bye.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
This is High FM, this is Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Hello!
There's a little cute four-year-old girl in Manchester, in England, called Ava.
Hello, Ava.
And she recently released one of her birthday balloons just to see how far it would travel. Oh, it's one of those metallic ones, you know?
Sweet. I do like a balloon, I have to say.
She and her mum wrote a message on the side and said that she just turned four and they wanted the person who found it to post something on Facebook. Now, the balloon travelled 100 miles. What was that?
That's a balloon travelling super fast, obviously.
And the guy who found it did post something on Facebook, but it was to shame the girl for almost killing a deer.
What?
Before he found it, a deer tried to eat it and almost choked to death.
I'm pretty sure she didn't have that in mind when she was doing this.
So his Facebook post started out wishing her a happy birthday, but then he switched gears and said she almost killed Bambi.
Happy birthday. You tried to kill Bambi!
Quote, at 6:30 this morning while you were tucked up in bed, I was saving Bambi's life. She was choking on your birthday balloon. Then he asked her to think about wildlife before she pulls any more stunts like that.
Fifth birthday's not going to have the same ring, is it?
Some people are just too harsh.
Wow.
Bambi, quick, the thicket.
It's High FM, Robin Banks.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
George Ryland. I'm annoyed.
At who? Me?
No, for good. Once, Gwyneth Paltrow. Although it's not the first time she's annoyed me.
No, it's not.
You know, she has this website.
Goop.
Goop.
Yeah.
And she sells all kinds of ridiculous nonsense
on just,
there.
It's craziness.
Yes. Well, they're now selling psychic vampire repellent as well.
Run that by me one more time.
Psychic vampire repellent.
Is this working?
Yes.
Psychic vampire repellent.
The idea being, if there's a person in your life who just drains all the life right yeah. out of you, you can't get them out of your mind, you're dealing with a psychic vampire.
Yeah.
So we've now established a problem in your life.
Love it.
Which you didn't know you had.
Okay.
We're now going to sell you a remedy for this. So this psychic spray
yeah.
includes special elixirs of ruby, black yeah. tourmaline,
yeah.
aqua aura,
right.
pyrite,
okay.
fluorite.
yeah.
And I can go on for a while.
This is the Goop branded psychic vampire repellent, yeah?
Well, they're selling it. It's from Paper Crane Apothecary.
I think I'll just get the cheaper generic brand at Carrefour.
Just some Febreze. You got to get
the worst of the High FM morning show.
Robin Banks and George Ryland on High FM.
George.
Yep.
Can you just Google world's biggest batch of guacamole?
Wow. How many avocados had to die?
There's a town in Mexico has just set a new world record by making this baby.
Why do people do this? I never understand. I mean, fair play, but...
It's 3,000 kilos of guacamole.
Oh.
You get that?
That's really unpleasant to look at, actually.
You know what we should do?
What?
We should get a flight straight down there with the world's biggest nacho chip.
A nacho chip hat, though. Put the guacamole in the middle.
Where's George? Here
we go. Wake up, wake up. I just keep moving. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits. Well, we just haven't got any.
Ooh. Let's just say you match with somebody on Tinder and they immediately ask for your birthday and birth year. They're probably trying to steal your identity, right?
Unmatch, unmatch.
But if it's not that, it might just be this. There's something called astrological snooping. Have you heard of this?
No, but I can imagine what it involves.
Somebody quickly asks a potential date for all the info they'd need to look into how the stars and planets were aligned.
Wow.
When you were born, just to make sure that you're compatible. So if you ask somebody out and they tell you, oh, sorry, you're a Gemini who was born with the moon in Sagittarius. I have to wash my dog that night. Now you know why. You've been astrologically snooped, homie.
Yeah, it's just another reason not to date.
Dating is for losers.
Isn't it?
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Hi, FM. I'm the
one. Okay, this shouldn't surprise me, but it did. After the bit about astrological snooping,
yeah,
we went into the next song. You said to me that nobody knows the date of your sister's birth.
Okay. Well, this is a weird thing. My mum thinks it's one day. The hospital think it's another day.
How old is your sister?
She's 9 years older than me. I'm of a certain age.
Okay. So my point is, she's not like 90 years old. So there would be an excuse. So surely somebody knows when she was born.
Like, well, they only found this out a few years back.
How?
Because there's a discrepancy as well between the the time and the date on the wristband you put on babies.
Oh, right, okay.
Because this came about through a hospital appointment that actually her birthday might be the day before her birthday.
But as a dad, you put in your calendar, baby due on this date, and if it's 1 or 2 days either side, you remember that stuff. You remember the birthday of your child.
It's for what you're forgetting.
Okay.
Is that you're not a Riley.
I know, which is why it shouldn't surprise us.
Robin Banks.
Oh, I know it. This violates every canon of respectable broadcasting.
This is High FM, Banks here, Ryland's over there.
Morning.
And we're joined by a very special guest in the studio. Come on up to that microphone.
Hey guys, what's happening?
Hey!
Hi!
Just introduce yourself to everyone.
Well, it's Fahad Chips over here.
It's Chips! Chips is here!
Woo!
Now,
yeah.
Last week we spoke to Chips on the phone.
Right.
And actually I've got to be honest because I didn't believe Chips when he said that he would come in.
But in all fairness, you did say you were on your way, and that turned out not to be true. So how could we believe the second time?
It was pure lie.
Really?
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Me?
Yeah, the face of innocence.
Let me look at my face. I mean, come on.
I know. Look at that face.
I mean, come on. Right, before we move on.
Oh, hang on.
You know, I actually passed by here, and everything is closed. I said to myself, what is George and Robin likes? And I said, well, no one can say no to chocolate. So
oh, my
here
God.
You go.
Have you bought chocolates?
Yep.
Oh.
Oh, like, you are party just...
It's a party bag. No. It's a party bag. Do you want
to... And then while I was going to chuck, I was saying to myself, well, I have no idea that like dark, white, or milk. So, you, know,
so you got one of each.
That's so cute.
Listen, you didn't have to.
No, you really didn't.
I had no other choice.
Where's the food?
Probably safest.
Well, because what I was telling to the wife, like, look, I'm going to meet George and Robin. Yeah. I'm excited. She goes, give them something. I was like, what should I get them?
She's good.
She goes, all right, why don't you get them some croissant? I'm like, well, I don't know if they like the torrents. I'm not too sure. I mean, what should I do? She goes, you know what? No one says not to chocolate. So there you go.
Did you actually have a meeting with your wife about what to get us?
I had to have a permission. That's the first thing. She actually told me what to say and what not to say. So there's a lot of things that I'm not supposed to say and I completely forgot. Okay, but you know what? Hey, we're going to find out tonight.
I can't remember the rules.
We're going to find out tonight.
Yeah. So who's your wife? Just say hi to your wife. Come on.
Tab. Hey, love.
Look at the way.
Look at his position on the microphone. He's actually gone up to the microphone going, right, Tab, this is for you. This is my moment.
And I'm really sorry from now.
Why? Don't be sorry.
You never know.
Just a base layer of sorry to keep the marriage going.
Sorry. I might go home and I try to open the door. Is that opening? And I see my clothes outside.
Oh, yeah. Again.
Yeah. How many times?
Not again, Tab. Not again.
I think this here must be a
Don't.
She's a superstar. She's a superstar. I love her.
He's pulling it back now.
She's a superstar. She's a superstar.
All right.
Wow. I love where you guys work. I mean,
don't look too closely at anything.
Don't look at the floor. The floor ceiling. Is disgusting.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. Yeah,
the mould.
Yeah, look at the mould up there. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much. Yay. All right, Chips, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for our chocolate.
Yeah.
I'm done. We're out of here.
Unless you want to take over or anything.
you need to work on your humanization plan, that's for sure. I mean,
ladies and gentlemen, it's Chips. There he is. Chips.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Cheers.
Weekday mornings when you wake up. Yeah, we're sorry. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Wake up, kids. It's a brand new day. This is the worst of the High FM morning show. High FM.
Kozai from Halle is at the door, the outside door, and it looks like he's got two...
hot beverage containers.
From Costa.
Oh, he's coming in. Hang on. Thanks, Kozai. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks for nothing.
Thanks for that. Thank you. Enjoy.
No, don't thank us. We didn't do anything.
You enjoy that.
Yeah. Thanks.
Here for you.
Yeah, waving at us.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You keep waving.
Yeah.
You keep waving.
And now he's straight on the mic. Let's see what he's saying. Well, that's right, him. That's Kozai that came in with the coffees and didn't offer us any.
As usual.
هذا oh, there he is.
صراحة أنا أشوف غباء من الناس يعني أنا هذا فلان معروف بمشهور
he's handing over his coffee now
شيء غلط سوى في بداياته واشتهر
you enjoy those boys
yeah Raheem's higher in his seat today
ومسوي نفسه إنه هو
I can actually see him now
his hair's quite big today as well
he's got big hair
have you seen it
has he got morning hair
yeah massively
it's great doing a breakfast show isn't it
it is yeah
you can just look just like this.
You can't hide from how you really look at this time of the morning.
Yeah, especially when there's a massive mirror behind you. Should I put Raheem off?
Yes.
I'm in his eye line right now. Should I show him some belly?
I think it worked.
أشر بينك والسلام
تواصل معكم ولا تفهم الشيء غلط هجومية غلط
he gave me a wave
ولا تفكر الكل اللي تابعك معناته أنت صرت مشهور
تصير
متابعين كثير
I genuinely think they are building up some kind of horrible revenge on us at some point
no it's never gonna happen
get up don't hit snooze anymore Robin Banks
seriously though we stink out loud
George Ryland
that was terrible
woo get up high FM
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
How's it going? You all right?
Just woke up.
Just woke up and giving us a call. Isn't that lovely?
Oh, yeah.
I believe you. I definitely believe you just woke up.
I've got you guys on speed dial 2 because 1 is voicemail. Who are you?
Kais.
Hey, Kais. Yeah. So, what you got for us today, Kais?
Nothing, just leave.
Dude, have you just called in because you're still in bed?
Yeah.
Spiteful.
Nice. Yeah. Are you just rubbing it in to us?
Yeah.
Have you any message, Kais, for anybody who's in the car now having to go to work? Have you...
Proper work.
A message from your bed?
Yeah.
This is my message. This is me waking up gently and peacefully.
Oh, good morning, Omar.
Exactly.
All right, dude. Thank you so much for calling in. Just rubbing it in, all right?
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye. Weekday morning. Get on up. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Turn it up. Yeah. Oman's High FM. That's High FM, Robin Banks.
Hi. I'm why? Can I just ask you a question?
What?
Why, when you say the radio station name, do you look at the logo?
Because it's right in my face and it just, my eyes just go there. High FM, look.
If I put another radio station logo up there, would that confuse you?
I mean, yeah.
Of course it would. I'm going to do that one day.
But I'm not reading it verbatim because otherwise it would be High 95.9 FM music, wouldn't it?
It looks like you are. It really does because you go High FM.
But also
like
every time I say the phone number.
You do.
I look at the board.
It literally does.
I do, yeah.
But we know that off by heart.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, and you're looking at it now.
Yeah.
Double 2-000-959.
I've got some perfume news. Now, I know you're really into the world of aftershaves and perfumes.
Hi, karate!
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this is possibly something for Debs, the equivalent of hi, karate!
Debs is my wife.
This is from Lush.
Oh, great.
That shop that you walk past and you're like, ooh!
Yeah, it does. You can smell it from floors away.
Yeah. Burns the nostrils.
Smells like gasoline.
It's Gorilla Perfume. It's a new range.
Pardon?
Gorilla Perfume. And this particular scent is called Tank Battle.
Tank Battle.
Delve into the world of a life-lived rentless as Sweet Bubblegum competes with the earthy scent of rain.
Oh, yeah, I'm there.
Outside, a battle rages.
Yeah.
Scenting the air with spray paint. As the war comes closer, patchouli breaks down your door. Take a stand. Defend creativity. And demand no less than complete freedom.
That's so beautiful. You sold it so well.
I'd like a bottle of Tank Battle, please.
It's illegal in 9 countries. Yep. It's made with bits of real panther. So you know it's good.
It's quite pungent.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, it's a formidable scent. It stings the nostrils. In a good way.
Yeah.
Brian, I'm going to be honest with you. That smells like pure gasoline.
They've done studies, you know. 60% of the time, it works every time.
That doesn't make sense. Robin Banks
and George Ryland. This is the worst of the High FM morning show. Here's what you
missed! It's High FM, Robin Banks.
Hi, good morning.
George Ryland, good morning.
There she is.
So yesterday, something happened to me.
Okay.
And it was wonderful and glorious.
Yeah.
I went for breakfast with Kim.
Yeah.
Went to Darcy's in Shatty. Yes.
Yeah, it's always good.
Now, breakfast is my favourite meal of the day.
Yeah.
I am a big fan. Huge.
Okay.
So didn't have any tables inside, so it's packed.
So we
sat outside.
Okay.
And then literally about 5 minutes later, went inside and they brought us over some muffins. While you wait for your massive breakfast.
Okay.
So that's nice.
Right.
It was a day, you know, when girls usually are like, oh no, I don't want the biscuits. This was, don't give me the muffin.
Yeah, okay.
Like, don't take the plate, I'm not finished.
I can actually picture this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then the breakfast came, it's lovely, had omelette and toast.
Oh, lovely.
And then we went to pay.
Yeah.
And the guy said, no, it's on the house.
Really?
And we went, why?
What do they want?
And I'm thinking, why? What was the muffin all about? She already said.
What?
I'm going to do it again.
Oh,
went,
no. Oh.
Because we recognised you.
Oh.
My face just went poof.
Oh.
I was bright red. I started sweating. I was
lovely.
So embarrassed.
How beautiful.
His kid was like, oh, we should take a picture with him. And I was like, I can't. Look at my face.
That's lovely.
I know. Free breakfast.
Oh, hello to Darcy's.
Best meal of the day.
Hi, I'm always down there and it's never free.
So we'll go every day.
Let's do that. In the morning, we go to it again. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. In the morning, Hi FM, Oman. It's Hi FM, the radio station you're listening to right now. This is Robin Banks, George Ryland's there.
Hello.
You know when you go for a new job and you got to get your CV up to date and people lie on their CVs?
I never have.
And sometimes you get found out in that lie on your CV.
I never have been.
I came across this last night on georgeryland.com. A list of the dumbest things managers have seen on CVs.
Amazing.
Right.
And some are lies and some are just absolutely stupid. Here's the top five. Even though it had nothing to do with the job, a guy included the fact that his favourite hobby is to watch horror movies.
That doesn't count as a hobby.
Number four, someone sent in a CV that obviously wasn't theirs, so the HR person Googled it. And it turned out they just lifted it straight off the internet.
Oh, that's beyond lazy.
Number three, someone listed Microsoft as a previous employer, but yet in the interview didn't know who Bill Gates was.
No!
Number two, a guy included a picture with all of his pets for no apparent reason.
Oh, I bet he had a load as well.
And the best one, somebody claimed they'd written a set of computer code that the hiring manager had actually written.
I know, right?
Has anyone double-checked your CV?
Live from Muscat Ground Mall.
Robin Banks and George Roiland.
Hi, FM.
Hello's microphone is on, our sister station, so let's fade them up.
That's
two boys
having a chat,
a bit of banter in the morning. That's Rahim and that's Kozai speaking now. That's him. They're both laid back.
I'm sensing a certain amount of tension.
Yeah, well, I think there's a bit of tension directed at us.
Why?
And they may be talking about us now, I don't know.
What do you know?
Kozai accosted me yesterday.
Accosted?
Yes. And what he said, he looked at me, he grabbed me, okay, and he spun me round in the office.
He's dancing.
And he said, that was romantic.
Before I knew it, I was in a ballroom.
And he said, he looked in my eyes, right, and he went, "You wait." And I said, "Wait for what?" He goes, "You wait. Tomorrow morning, this morning."
Why?
Well, that's what I said. I said, "Why? What's going to happen?" He said, "We'll get you back."
Back for what?
Well, this is what I said. This is exactly what I said to him. And he looked at me, and then he looked away. And then he looked at me again. He said, "You wait." So I said, "Are you going to come in on the show again?" And he went, And I said, "Can we come in on your show?"
Yes.
And then he went, "You wait. It'll be a surprise when it happens."
So he didn't know. He didn't have anything planned.
That's what I thought.
If anyone's got a beef,
yeah,
it's us.
Yeah, we do.
Because this hot water issue still hasn't been resolved.
Yeah, yeah.
What have they got?
In fact, we promote them. That's what we're doing now. This is Halla 102.7.
I never hear them saying hi.
I never hear that either. So if anything, we have the beef.
Massively.
So can you go in there and just grab them both, one on each hand, and go, "You wait.
You wait."
Robin Banks.
Everything about you is very cliche.
George Roiland.
Oh, keeps doing that.
Hi, FM.
It's Hi FM. We gave you a list of the worst things that hiring managers have seen on CVs and resumes, people making up all sorts of stuff. So just to balance it out, because we are a very balanced show.
Obviously.
Here's a list of five things that can get you hired, okay?
Okay. Just asking for a friend.
Number one, being involved in your community.
Oh.
So yeah, you're involved in your community.
Am I?
Yeah.
In what way?
By the pool.
Yeah,
your mates,
it MQ. Counts.
Of course it does. Number two, being bilingual.
I'm out.
34% of hiring managers says it ups your chances of getting hired. No, you're in. You speak English and love. What?
Nothing.
Number three, you're out of this one. Having a better sense of humour than the other people they interview.
How dare you?
Number four, being better dressed than the other applicants.
I'm out.
Don't go in like you do at 5 a.m. in the morning. Hello! And number five, having more in common with the interviewer. So don't feel like the entire interview has to be about the job that you're after.
Do you want to be my friend?
Please be my friend. If they got a picture on the wall of, I don't know, a trip to Spain, and you've been to Spain, you have a little chat about that, can't you?
Yeah, I'd hate that if I was interviewing. Don't try and be my friend.
Robin Banks and George Roiland.
Good morning.